It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Uncles have their own adjective in avuncular, but aunts don't have any such adjective.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan, specializing in linguistics. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
We demand equal adjectives. First, what does avuncular mean?
Avuncular means of or having to do with an uncle. It also is often used to mean someone who's showing tolerance or kindness, benevolence, in that way acting like a good uncle.
Well, how did you get this topic?
I got this topic because Miriam Goldberg, who is the sister of a good friend of mine here in Ann Arbor, sent me an email, and she has been concerned about this gap in the language. She even emailed William Sapphire about it years ago, that we have this word avuncular, a nice adjective that's related to uncles, and she said, why don't we have a word related to those of us who are aunts?
And why don't we? Anne?
Unfortunately, I have no good answer to that. It's one of those funny gaps in the language. It had me thinking about the other adjectives we have related to family members. So we get paternal related to fathers, maternal for mothers, fraternal for brothers, sororal, which is not a really common adjective, but it's available in the language related to sisters. You get filial related to sons and daughters, and then parental for parents.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of these. But then there I've given you the Latinate terms, the terms we've borrowed in from another language. If you think about a word like paternal, we have a synonym with that, which is fatherly.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a question for you. Do you, in your own usage, is there a difference between the word paternal and the word fatherly?
Yeah. One is lineage and the other one's dad.
So one's more formal, one's less formal.
Yeah, right.
And that would be true for me as well. Same for maternal and motherly. And what we're seeing here is a wider pattern in the English language where we have these synonyms where one is borrowed, like paternal or maternal, and one of them is a native English word. It's a Germanic word that's been in English as long as English has been around. And often the native English word will feel warmer to us. It'll feel closer to us. And the borrowed one will feel a little bit more formal. One of my favorite examples of this is the difference between hearty, which is a native English word, and cordial, which is a borrowed word. For me, hearty is much warmer. These are actually synonymous if we think about them etymologically. Cordial goes back to the Latin card, the root for heart. So it means hearty, but in English, it's more formal than the native English word.
So speaking of family, then, keeping it all in the family, nepotism, where does that come from?
Nepotism is related to the word nephew. Now is more general to showing preference for any family member, but that word, again, goes back to a word for a family member.
Well, I still think we need equal adjectives, but thanks very much for all of this, Anne.
Thanks, Rena. Have a good Sunday.
You too.